In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, Peter says something there that I try to live by every day. And that is, regardless, I'm paraphrasing it, but regardless of what you're going through, have joy that's inexpressible. Have joy that's unspeakable. I don't care what kind of day you're having, be excited. Because as a brother said this morning, it can always be worse. Is that right? So be happy. It can always be worse. So whatever kind of day you're having, have a happy day. Again, thank you for being here. We've been talking about how to manage life when you've experienced a storm, how to manage life when you've experienced something that has shaken your faith. And I've shared with you thus far six things that you can do. And I'm going to do my very best to share with you four additional things. Now, I'm going to mention the six to you, and then we're going to jump right into number 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just because I'm a teacher, what's number one? So you didn't expect that one. Okay, I'm a teacher. I can't help it. The first thing, if you're going to manage the storms that we're going to go through in this life, you got to first believe you're going to what? Make it through what you're going through. Second, you got to rejoice always. And whatever situation you're going through, find joy in it. Find happiness in it. If Satan could take away your joy, he's halfway got you. But as long as you're smiling in the midst of your storm, somehow you're going to make it through what you're going through. Number three, you got to use your two wings. Got to use your wings. Use the tools God has given you. One of those tools, prayer. Pray to God when you're going through a storm. Talk to God. And then you just open up God's word and he'll talk to you. And when you're going through that storm, it's always comforting to go through a storm with somebody else. Amen? Amen. When you're hugging someone else and they're hugging you, I remember on our honeymoon, Ron and I, for our honeymoon, guess where we went? We went to Disney World. And now, hold it, I don't like rides. But we got on Space Mountain. Okay? The first time, she's in front of me. And at that time, you can get in kind of the seats together. She's in front of me. And we went down that first hill. And I tell you, no lie, I became a soprano. Because I was screaming like a little girl. And Rodney was laughing at me. And every time we go down a hill and turn, I would scream. But hey, it was so comforting to hug on her, and she brought me comfort. When you're going through a storm, use your two wings. Number four, remember you serve a great high priest. Remember you serve a God that understands what we're going through. Amen? Amen. It's comforting to know you're praying to someone that's been through what we're going through. We're not serving and praying to a God that has no concept or understanding of what we've been through. Jesus was tempted or tried at all points of life, like as we, yet he was able to make it through his storms. Number five, be thankful that you have friends like whom?
Leroy.
Come on, you can't forget Leroy. Come on, you can't forget. You'll never see that story again the same. You'll never see that story in Mark chapter 2 again the same. Every time you read that story, you're going to think about Leroy. Every one of us need friends like Leroy. Because Leroy had four good friends, Leroy was carried to Jesus, but he left Jesus what? Running. And then number six, there's an all-seeing eye watching over you. God is in heaven, watching the comings and the goings of all of us. We serve a God who is watching over us. Now, number seven, realize that God allows things to happen in our lives for a reason. God allows things to happen in our lives for a reason. Remember that. God allows things to happen in our lives for a reason. I want you to turn to John chapter 9. The first reason is not. Let me tell you a reason. God doesn't allow these things to happen in our lives for this reason. See, a lot of people think that things happen in our lives because of sin. Look at what the Bible says in John 9, verse 1 and 2. Jesus passed by. He saw a man who was blind from birth.
His disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Why is this man in that condition? Is it because his parents sinned, or is it because he sinned? Listen to what Jesus says. Neither this man nor his parents, what? Sinned. So things that happen in our lives, not because of sin. Now, we can bring consequences on us. Amen. But just because we're going through a storm doesn't mean we have sinned. God allows things to happen to us for a reason. If you read the rest of that verse, here's one of the reasons God allows things to happen to us. Look at what he says in verse 3. But that the works of God should be what? Revealed. God allows things to happen to us that we can see the power of the God we serve. Amen? God allows things to happen to us that we can see that we serve an awesome God. If we just put our trust in him, God can bring us through. You remember in John chapter 11 when Jesus' friend died, Lazarus? Look over there at John chapter 11. And look at what the Bible says in verse number, save a little time. Look at what Jesus told Martha and told, as she was saying, Jesus, if you had only been here, my brother would have not died. And when Jesus told her to roll away the stone, but his body is decayed. It's been there for 4 days. And Jesus is grieving. He's weeping the whole time, even though he knew he had the power to resurrect Lazarus. Our Lord is weeping and groaning because he feels like us. When we're going through a storm, we think nobody else understands, but we serve a God who understands. But I like what he says in verse 41 and 42. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I say this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he said these words, he cried out with a loud voice, what? Lazarus, come forth. And those people saw the power of God. Do you think they were ever the same after seeing Lazarus? God allows things to happen to us for a reason. In 1974, I don't have time to go into it. My faith, as I told you on Monday, my brother was in a Bible study with me after 7 months of studying with him. After 7 months of studying with him, Wednesday night he looked over and said to me, Sammy, Sunday morning I want you to baptize me into Christ. Been studying with my brother for 7 months. He was out selling and using drugs, and I got him off of that and in church. And my first convert into Christ was going to be my brother. Friday night, my brother went to play basketball. And the guy we call him, his nickname was Mule. Mule came down with a rebound and came around like that and hit my brother in the temple. At 2 a.m. Saturday morning, he was pronounced brain dead. I didn't get to baptize my brother. I was devastated. I quit God. I couldn't understand how God allowed this to happen to my brother. And there's no way I'm going to preach God. I don't even want to ever go into a church again. And I wasn't ready for the storm that I was going through. I was bitter and mad. And I remember that day getting in my car, driving down Main Street in Tupelo, Mississippi, 80 miles an hour, and I was going to run into someone and kill them and kill myself because I was mad at God. I was angry. I was mad at the world because my brother was gone. Storms are going to occur, but 40-some years later, when Rhonda took her last breath, I was ready for that storm. You see, maybe if I had not experienced 1974, there's no telling how I would have reacted in 2014. I'm stronger today because of the storm of 1974. we can gain strength through a storm. Storm can make us better. Amen. And if you who have been through a storm, you know what I'm talking about. You're better today. Now, I don't understand all the other things. Why did this have to happen? Storms can make us better. But storms don't come into our lives because of sin. Storms come into our lives that we can see the awesome God we serve is a powerful God. And from that, it can make us stronger that we may not understand. I don't understand why my brother had to die at age 27. Why? But I know I serve a God that one day I'll understand in the by and by. Now, before we leave this, I want you to turn to another verse. I'm going to share with you two verses that have brought me great comfort. And these are two verses that after Rhonda's death that I kept reading over and over again. And the first one, I'm going to share with you the second most important verse, and then I'll share with you just a moment the first one. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 17. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20, first look at verse 12. King Jehoshaphat was about to be attacked by his cousins. There were several nations. These were his cousins that had grouped together to come to fight against him. The chances of him winning this war was absolutely impossible. But guess what he did? He gathered all of Israel, his tribe together, and he led them in a prayer. Look at verse 12. And verse 12, it says, paraphrasing, God, tomorrow my cousins are going to come and fight against me. They outnumber us. The chance of us winning this war is impossible. But God, I want you to know my eyes are on you. God heard his prayer. You know what God said to him? Look at verse 17. King Jehoshaphat said, now, again, I'm paraphrasing it, but it's a beautiful verse. Jehoshaphat, position yourself. Go over there and sit down. This is not your battle. You just go over there and sit down. I got this. I got this. I'm going to take care of this. You're not going to win, lose a soldier. Everything's going to be all right. Yes, you're outnumbered. But I got this. I got this. When we're going through a storm, we serve a God. I've got this. I got this. And what we've got to do is just sit back and he says, see the salvation of the Lord. See the awesome power of God. And God took care of those people. Don't tell me we can't make it through a storm. Amen? Amen. You can make it through. Now let's go to the next one. Know we serve a God who is faithful. When you're going through a storm, know that you serve a God who is faithful. Now here's the most comforting verse to me. Now I can quote it, but I want to read it. And I'm not going to tell you, you'll know where I'm going when I read it to you. I read this verse 100 times the day Rhonda died. Because this verse it gave me comfort. Because, see, I didn't think I could live without Rhonda. I'm being honest with you. I didn't think I could make it. Rhonda was my comfort zone. My personality is so that I'm so introverted that she has helped me to come out, that I can allow people to get close to me, and I'm okay. But I used to be so protective of myself that I just would have this wall around me, and I didn't let too many people get to know Sammy, because Sammy wasn't comfortable with Sammy. But Rhonda helped me to become comfortable with myself and to like myself in spite of myself. And so when she was gone, my comfort zone was gone. And when I would run into difficult things in my life, I could always talk with her and she would understand what Sammy was going through. And it's like this verse here, God was talking to me. Listen to what it says. No temptation, no storm has overtaken you, Sammy, except what is common to every man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be in a storm, to be tempted, to be in a storm beyond what you are able to handle, Sammy. But with every storm, with every temptation, will make a way for you to survive. You can make it through this storm, Sammy. I'll be with you. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. God was talking to me. Sammy, you can make it through this.
I know you don't think you're stronger, but you're stronger than you think, Sammy. You're stronger than you think. And I'm going to be with you. And you can make it through this storm. God is faithful. And there have been times I just cried and cried, for God would be there. And even though it's like a pat on the back saying, I'm here, Sammy. I just want you to know I'm not going to say anything. I'm just here. And sometimes, friends, you don't have to say anything to anybody. You just need to be there. You just need to be there. And that's what God was saying in a spiritual way to me. I'm here, Sammy. I'm here. Everything's going to be all right. God is faithful. God has promised us that he will never leave us and never forsake us. God keeps his promises. Hebrews 10, verse 23. God keeps every promise that he makes. God keeps every promise that he makes. Turn to Genesis chapter 22. I want to share something with you here. That in, you've read this story many times, but I use the New King James. But when I read Genesis chapter 22, I need the old King James. I need my grandmother's translation. I need King James. Because the New King James, the NIV, the other translation don't do justice to me, for me, in Genesis chapter 22. This is a story where Abraham had been up and offered his son Isaac. And verse 22, he says he named this place. The New King James said it named it God will provide. But the old King James says something else. He named the place Jehovah Jireh. He named it Jehovah Jireh, which in the Hebrew means that whatever situation you find yourself in, God will provide your need. God knows your need. He will provide your needs. Man, that's why I like the term Jehovah Jireh. God knew my need. And he knows your need when you're going through a storm. And it's comforting that you can make it through a storm because we serve a God who is faithful and he knows our needs. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, Paul tells the saints in Philippi, serve God faithfully, and God will supply not some, but God will, you know the verse, he will provide all your needs. Number 9, trust God and walk by faith. Trust God and walk by faith. I remember a cartoon that Cecil May, colleague that I used to work with, the president of a university, college in Kosciuszko, a cartoon he had on a preacher talk once. It was a man building a bridge and across a hill. And he didn't know how he was building the bridge. He was just building it. And someone said, what's holding you up? He said, I don't know. Just keep on working. And you have to see the cartoon. Sometimes you don't know how you're going to get from point A to point B, let alone C. But you just have to what? Just keep walking. You don't have, don't look down. You just keep walking. And that's what, when you're going through a storm, you don't know how you're going to make it through this day. Don't you start looking at 2 days from now. Just keep walking through the day. Just keep walking. Amen? Amen. Just keep walking. You see, the problem with us, we want to look a month ahead or a year ahead. When you're going through a storm, you got to take a day at a time and just keep walking. And just keep walking. What's holding you up? I don't know, but just keep walking. And that's what 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by what? Walk by faith. Job, in the midst of all that Job went through, Job said this, these words in Job 13, verse 15. Though he slay me, yet I'm going to what? I'm going to trust him. I don't know how I'm going to make it through it, but I'm going to trust him. I don't know how I'm going to make it through it, but I'm just going to keep on walking. I'm just going to keep on walking. You don't know how you're going to make it through what you're going through, but you rejoice and just keep walking. Amen. You just smile and keep walking. You just smile and keep walking. And one day you see light. One day you see and you say, how did I make it here? Oh, how did I make it here? I can't tell you. But I know God is able. Amen. Oh, beautiful verse. You know it. Romans 8 and verse 28. For we know all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Isn't that a comforting verse? It's not some things, not the majority, not 90%. But Brother Jones, how can you say that? You don't know what I'm going through. I don't know. I don't. And I didn't think I could make it. But we know all things. Something good can come out of every storm. That's why God allows things to occur in our lives. Now, we've got to be patient enough now to say, why is this storm in my life right now? Why am I in the midst of the storm? Why? God, what am I learning? Can I learn from this? Be patient. But it's the problem with us. We're not patient people. We're always looking, you know, we're looking at somebody else's storm. Why is their storm not as big as my storm? Come on. It's just human nature. It's just like you're always looking at the neighbor's grass. Why is that grass greener than... that's what Ron... No, I'm going to leave that alone. One more verse and then we go to our last one. You remember Habakkuk? We talked about him on Monday. I got to state again, Habakkuk didn't understand why God was allowing the injustice to occur in Judah. But verse 17 and 18, Habakkuk said, even though everything in your life is going wrong and you're having a day where you're overdraft, bank draft, you know, you've written a check and it bounced, your transmission just went bad, your boss tells you that he wants to meet with you tomorrow, and you know it doesn't look good because you know you've been goofing off at work, and on and on. And he says this in verse 18. Although everything in my life is going wrong, yet I'm going to rejoice in the Lord, the God of my salvation. Yet I'm going to rejoice. That's an attitude to have. And finally, number 10, amen. Remember others have made it through their storms. You're not a Lone Ranger. You know, that's what Satan wants us to think, that we're the only person that ever been through anything. I'm the only one going through this, Lord. Why everybody else is smiling? You don't know what other storm people are going through. You know, people look and say, Brother John, we can't tell you, you're going through a storm. That's because I'm dealing with it now. But when I'm at home, there are times I break down. And you could tell I'm going through a storm. But we try to be strong before other people. But I know it's perhaps half of people in here. You're going through a major storm right now, or you've been through one. But you know what? We mask. We pretend that everything is going on okay in our lives. But that's just the way we are. But we have to learn to deal with it. I'm learning to deal with mine better. And yes, there are times I break down. There are times it gets me. But you have to keep on keeping on. You're not the only one who's been through a storm. I want to share with you what a man said when he was going through a storm, and the lesson to be yours. This man had many storms, and you know who I'm talking about. David. David had many storms in his life. That's why he found great joy in singing to God. Now, David is an old man, and he's looking back over his life. And this is what he says, Psalms 37 and verse 25. He says, Sammy, I've been young, and now I'm old. But this is one thing I've learned. The Lord will never what? Forsake his people and leave them begging for bread. God would never leave us, and God would never forsake those who put their trust in him. God would never leave those who put their trust in him. David, a man that we would say was a murderer, an adulterer, a liar. But when David died, God said he was a man after my own heart because he put his trust in God. You're going to have a storm one day. How are you going to manage it? I've shared with you 10 things you can do. What can the righteous do? The psalmist raised the question in Psalms 11, verse 3. What can the righteous do when their world is turned upside down? You have 10 things. May God bless you. May God keep you. And forever, every day of your life, serve God the best you can. And he'll make a way when you think there is no way. May God bless you.